This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. Our guest, David Darnley, couldn't make today from Basil Medical, and we're trying to get Cody Snodgrass, who's the CIA munitions expert, who actually turned down $1 million to blow up the Alpha Primera building, and we've had him on a number of times. I'll be starting to do some simulcast videos with him on live stream going to Vimeo. And you'll notice we still have our sale on for the Father's Day sale, which started yesterday, Sunday, and right through today. Our next big sale is going to be over the 4th of July holiday week weekend, and it's going to be a long sale, so it'll be a longer period of time. Again, these sales are 7% off, including multi-packs on top of a previous sale price, and free shipping in the USA over $99, so you can't beat it. I want to talk about a couple of things. Firstly, we've had some real good success with our new launch of the antenna, which is the EGFD antenna. Those are very inexpensive, $350, including the amplifiers, the antenna, and everything. Ah, we have Cody Snodgrass. Wonderful. It's great to have you back, Cody. You're following all the world events. I'd like you to summarize what you're seeing, because you're doing work with your gentleman in Europe. Your website, we talked about last week, and we actually were able to do some simulcast video on that, was being attacked. In fact, we documented that attack. What do you see happening this week? We've got the report by Mr. Ray from the FBI, and we have the IG report Horowitz, who in a sense in the last statement on his last page of his 550 report that showed bias, tried to say there's no bias. I mean, this is the same kind of whitewash we've already seen already. I'm amazed that a separate second council was set up by Sessions already. Why is Sessions and Rosenstein still employed? There's so many questions to be asked, and I honestly think if Obama and Valerie Jarrett and all the other troop of evil deep state, including some rhino Republicans like Mick Insane, don't go to jail, we're likely to find that after Trump in 2025, because I think he will be reelected in 2020, we're going to have the monster come back worse than ever. What's your say on the latest world events, including Kim's visit, likely in September? You know, Kim visited Washington. It should be made into a mini-movie. I love the movie that Trump sent to a marketing to tell him the old North Korea and the new one. And my favorite part was the horse racing across the waters of the East China Sea, like, you know, like my pony, you know, or some kind of, it was like, this is definitely marketing to a millennial, which is what, you know, in the sense of what Kim is, raised in a school in Switzerland and a kid that's spoiled by his father, the boss. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So what are the main stories on your radar? And you're on the inside, you're CIA, you understand what's going on, and you know that the deep state is having connections now, aren't they?
Stops. It's like they're kind of final death throes. There's forces being aligned against them, and they're trying to throw them off and doing everything they can. I think the censorship is at an all-time high, like we talked about last week, and then the propaganda on the other side of the coin that they're putting out is growing by leaps and bounds.
Right.
It's hard to know, you know, for the civilians out here listening to the normal mainstream news or whatever they get on the internet, a lot of it is being censored very heavily.
Right, but the problem is I think the public are starting to grow up. We know that the millennials and the post-millennials, the X generation, don't trust the media at all. They're losing their advertisers and many stations are committing. It's like seeing the Democrats continue to use the 2016 playbook, and they're failing. And now they've gone to Hollywood to see if they can jam up their message. They don't have a hero. They don't have a care about the public. They really don't care about America. In fact, they're even calling for Trump to fail, so somebody somewhere is going to get nuked. I mean, I think that they're geopolitically and clinically psychotic now. I think, honestly, the left, whether it's rhino Republicans or Democrats, have now crossed the line to be not human anymore.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty good.
Yeah, it does. And the fact is, to be human means you're empathic to each other, you're connected to not only each other, but also to your environment. and you care about the world and your fellows, whether or not you're going to still be here on Earth, and you care about future generations. I mean, that's why Father's Day was yesterday, was that fathers and fatherhood is the thing that glues the whole society together. And it's been under tremendous attack. The attack against males and against fatherhood has been unbelievable, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been on the landing.
Right. Now, what do you think is going to come out of this Senate hearing? Because I saw Trey Gowdy, and Trey Gowdy was baring his teeth in the news there yesterday. I honestly think if they don't cough up the documents, which are going to prove the complicity of the DOJ and the FBI and CIA, et cetera, I think there's going to be some people going to be impeached, and very likely they're actually going to end up in jail. And I think this is going to be a first sign that Congress is finally exercising their authority as a branch to oversee these intel agencies. And the intel agencies don't have a carte blanche to do whatever they damn well please.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, is they want the carte blanche. They want to be able to do whatever they please without oversight of any kind. That's their ideal thing. But whether they get it or not, it's another thing. I don't know whether Trey Gowdy himself has been compromised or he has something held over him. There for a while, he looked like he was going to do something with the Clinton Foundation, and then he seemed to kind of change, or there was a lull in it.
Well, I think he's actually been jimmied by the people that are offering something. Now, he has to act like he's not gone to the dark side, but everything so far tells me that Trey Gowdy is not the tip of the spear. It's Nunes. And the committee, when I see the committee actually talking about what they want in terms of documents to prove or not prove what's going on. But I don't think this is an anomaly. One of the things we want to think is it's just a few people at the top. I think it's the entire top. I think that the FBI, CIA, and all the intel agencies actually think they're the governing power in the country and worldwide, and that the intelligence tied to the globalist billionaires and the United Nations allies and CFR, Bilderbergers, etc., they run the world, and they could carry rats behind what about the elected officials in any country, including America. And that's my attitude, is it doesn't matter with Brennan and Clapper. They act like they're still in power, even though they're out of office. That's because the intel agencies want to protect their own, even after the so-called lefty agency. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just like what happened, in the Iran-Contra thing, and George Bush Sr., on his last day in office, I believe it was, pardoned the guys that had been convicted by the judicial branch. And, you know, here you got one branch of the government doing its job and you know, convicting people, and then Bush turning around and those same deep state people, he just pardons them and lets them go.
Right. Well, we see the bizarreness of, say, Robinson, Tommy Robinson in Britain, now being sent to a prison that has a majority of Muslim people, which means he's very likely going to be killed in prison for literally doing an op-ed outside of a trial for homosexuality with British elite and Muslims. This is obscene, and the British need to smarten up. We also see here, if I don't see people wearing orange jumpsuits, Valerie Jarrett, Obama, and these other top guys, not just lower people like this one, the reality winner. What a stupid name, reality winner. She's not a winner. She's now wearing orange in prison. But having low-level functionaries that file complaints and actually go to prison over it, and yet these top people like Comey and Clinton are actually doing book tours. You can't do a book tour in prison, can you?
No, and that's the double system that's here in America now. There's one set of rules for regular people, or what you call the smaller people, and then there's another set of rules for the elite, and that double standard in our justice system has to be changed if we're ever going to see the light of hope return.
I'll give you a new sarcastic title for the two classes of people. Those are the people of clay and iron that are indwelt by succubi and incubi, sexual warrior demons like Hillary Clinton and Comey. And the regular people that are considered the profane or masters. If you read the Magna Carta, you have to understand these principles were literally written in there almost 1,000 years ago. The Magna Carta promotes the fact that the secret order people think they're above us because they're different than us. That they are actually the only ones allowed to own property and skirt the law because they make the law and they twist the law in every way they want, mangled to the point where it's unrecognizable.
Right. Exactly what's happening. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's nothing new. It's just now overt now.
Yes.
Nothing new. When we come back, I want to hear some more comments about what's going else in the news and where we're going. I think Trump is going to have Kim come in September. I think Trump is going to win in 2018, and the Democrats are going to have their heads popped.
Get your bug assault today.
And we're back, and Cody, your friend, Ole Damegaard, and in fact, it's interesting, his analysis technique is called Damegaarding, which I think is kind of interesting. It's from the Netherlands, to analyze the connections not only in time and space, but also the fact that they often leave clues before they're going to do the next thing. This is part of a process called hoodwinking of high-level demonic masons, and people should understand that this is part of their philosophy and their religion. They've attacked the websites. In fact, lightonconspiracies.com is Ole's website. Your site is, what's your website address? And it's been attacked, too, and it's not operational right now.
Yeah, it's CodySchnodgers.com, and they've hacked it and took down the picture of our book and put in a fake deal. And if you try to access anything on the website, it just comes back to an error message saying...
And it comes with a warning, too, right?
Your financial stuff's not secure. Yeah. And we left it up so that people can see it as an example of hacking by the deep state. So
right, yeah, you know,
click on it now and see.
Yeah.
And our other website, Europe, is with lightonconspiracies.com with the whole
now Cody Snodgrass is CodySnodgres.com, and lightonconspiracies.com is the European site under Ole Damegaard. Where do you see things going in between now and, say, November? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think a lot's going to happen. I think it's going to be a very active summer. I think there's going to be tumult. There'll be some changes. Like I said, as the deep state's going through its throes, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw some assassinations or some failed assassination attempts. Or accidents, you know, like plane crashes or somebody getting sick, something like that. Because, you know, they can censor you so much and they can shut so many people down and they can blackmail and threaten so many people. But if there's a strong enough push for the truth, then, you know, look at Kennedy's head on the Zapruder film in Dallas, you know.
Right.
Forwards and backwards. That's their ultimate trick, is to be able to... remove the witnesses or remove the star players.
Right.
So if they do get some grand jury indictments and have some people that are actually going to make a big difference against the Clintons or against... there may be some plane crashes or some strange suicide.
Well, I think Mr. Wolf, who is doing Ali Watkins of the media, I think he's going to go state's evidence. Strzok is saying he's ready to go. I think any time he opens his mouth, he's going to accuse himself of even more guilt. So I don't see how Strzok is going to be able to extricate the situation. He probably thinks he can spin it some way or another, which means he's very arrogant. I think that you're going to start seeing that the evidence is going to point toward Obama directly and Valerie Jarrett and many other people within the administration that were openly unmasking Americans, like the former person over at the United Nations under Obama. And my guess is that you're going to start seeing some senior people wearing orange jumpsuits. I expect that this next week, the House bill will clear one or the other. Most likely the Goodlatte bill is the best one. And it'll lay to rest the idea that the Democrats are trying to say how cruel American President Trump is, where he actually is separating children from their parents. A lot of the time these children are arriving on their own or with a coyote that's actually a drug trader or an MS-13, so people don't understand what's going on. There's no intention. These kids are often coming from environments that are so poor, they don't have never seen a flush toilet before. And they don't even know basic bodily care. So we're dealing with a situation where we have to educate children that are coming from destitution in Central America, and they're being brought up here by coyotes and people that are drug trade. In fact, we're seeing Mexico a failed state. It's my feeling one of our solutions is Trump needs to start mobilizing our special forces in Delta to go in and kill these drug trade people on the spot. Hit them with space base and helicopters and come in with a full force of fire and fury and destroy them. Because the government in Mexico, to me, from what I can see with the number of assassinations of politicians, is a failed state. And people don't get that yet, do they?
Well, it's a controlled state. I mean, the narco traffickers and the cartels exert tremendous shadow government control over any legitimate officials that are elected, you know, just like here in our country. It's basically the same kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, people have to understand that a deep state in America supports specific cartels and specific people that are involved in the human and the drug trade. And that's what people understand with Fast and Furious. And we don't have any prosecutions of the people involved with Fast and Furious. We have the former director of Fast and Furious. Actually, I think he's going to run for some position in California here. So where I see things going is the deep state is not dead by any means. The beast is basically laying at the bottom of the swamp waiting and hoping that Trump will be gone in 2020 or 2024 and waiting to come back and slay America. And that's what I'm very concerned about, is that we have to thoroughly destroy the swamp monsters in the swamp. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of it, and they might make a few superficial prosecutions, but the deep state has been there through many presidents, and Trump is just one man. They've asked me before, do you think that Trump can stop the deep state? And I say, he's just one man. This thing is a monster.
Well, let me give my prediction. And I would talk about my son Matthew does a different form of statistical or symbological astrology and analysis of world events and characterology, etc. What I should predict is we have seven fat years. The first fat year started this year with Trump and the refurbishment of the economy. When he leaves in 2024, the next president, whether he's a Rhino Republican or Democrat, is going to destroy America. And the beast and the final dictator of the world economy system under a cashless system, will be a U.S. president, and the mark of the beast will come from America. I don't see the beast gone. I see the beast laying low here during Trump, but I don't think it's gone. And the very fact, the way to prove it, is I see all this political dance with the left and the right, even on Fox News, all this machinations, and I'm getting what's called newsweary. I don't see anybody prosecuted from very vile crimes. Then I saw the IG report in Horowitz. I'm thinking, this is another whitewash. Nobody's going to go to jail, not even Strzok, not Lisa Page. None of these monsters are going to go to jail. They're going to get moved to human services or get a pension. Even McCabe, it's unlikely that the man will actually lose even all his pension. In fact, even if it's delayed, he's still going to get his full pension. So what we see happening is the deep state is going to survive, and after Trump is gone, and again, they're hoping it'll be sooner rather than later, they're going to come back and they're going to destroy this country and destroy the world. And it'll cause a thermonuclear war. It'll cause economic chaos, and it's all by design because they have plans for what they want to do with the human race. People don't believe this, but you know what? I honestly think Trump is giving us a period of grace right now for the Americans and the West to get themselves prepared for the collapse of civilization, but most people don't grasp that, especially the Christians who think, well, Trump is our savior. He's going to fix everything. He can't. He can hold back the force of evil for a period of time, but he's not going to stop it. I don't believe so.
Yeah, along my line of thinking, he's just one man. I mean, God bless his soul for the things he's trying to do. But this deep state is a big monster. It goes through the banking, the international drug trade, the arms trade, the oil. It's so big and so deep, the pharmaceuticals and petrochemicals, all this worldwide cabal, the energy. You know, energy systems, it's bigger than one man in one office in one country.
Exactly. Amazing. We need to get back for a full show. Cody, amazing times we live in, as they say, dangerous times we live in.
Yes, it is.
Again, the most important thing is to seek the truth and seek the wisdom of the Most High God in a time of darkness.
Amen.
Welcome back, and we have Fareed here. Fareed, your little guy was there just before the break, and he was making a little boy squeal. I thought, in baby language, what he's saying is, if your daddy or mommy are not taking cardiovascular, If mommy and daddy are not taking Cardiovasc, don't you want to be around for them to see my kids when I get old enough to have a family? In other words, why not take Cardiovasc and reduce your blood pressure, improve your perfusion, prevent plaque, and don't have a stroke or a heart attack, daddy or mommy? Good thing to follow Father's Day, right?
I think he agrees with you 100%.
And by the way, we have the Father's Day sale on, so you're going to save 7%. And we have the single 7%. We have the multi-packs sale price, the three packs, including 7% on top of that sale price, so you get double sale. And we have free shipping in the U.S. over $99, so you can't beat it. By the way, when you get a three-pack, you're automatically going to get free shipping as well because you're going to be over $99. Let's go through the seven components that are in Cardiovasc. And by the way, don't get the knockoffs. Don't get Extend, Divide, Heart and Body, Stress Heart Drops, etc. These are knockoffs that are inferior. Do not test every batch and use the wrong part of the plants from the wrong continent. Do not get them. Get our supplement, Cardiovasc, which even has the components of Ginkgo biloba, which isn't even in the Canadian version because the Canadian government thought, being a nanny state, well, we can't let Canadians have the wisdom to stop it 3 days before surgery. We're going to pull this because we don't want them to bleed during surgery. Well, I honestly think Canadians are smart, so if they want to get the original formula, they order it from us.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's go through the seven components again. I like to just always put a little different spin on it and twist so people can get a little more information about how masterful this formula is that your dad, Sam Abraham, developed, trained in pharmacognosy in Germany. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, the first and most important component is the hawthorn, and we use the leaf and flower extract from
that. And, of course, it's Vitexin, which is similar to digitalis, to increase cardiac and vascular peristaltic contraction to push the blood or perfusion to your tissues. Next component?
So then we have the aged garlic.
And aged garlic is going to include not only the ACE receptor blockade without causing the side effects of ACE inhibitors like Capitin, Capitin cough, blocking neurotendins and bradykinins, but it also gets rid of the nanobacteria that literally burn and kill your artery walls and damage them. So very important to get rid of the nanobacteria and viruses in your artery walls like cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus that are very common on a metapathia scan when someone has vascular disease like they're going to have a stroke. In fact, I just did one on the weekend of a gentleman who flew in from Texas, and he had a small stroke after carotid artery surgery, and it showed in his metapathia scan. He had EBV, Epstein-Barr virus, and cytomegalovirus growing in his artery wall. So, again, your periodontal status and your growth of pathogens in your artery walls determines it, and this product will help to keep your arteries clean. Next.
Okay, so then we have the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to reduce blood viscosity. This is the one that they removed from the Canadian government, even though it has the highest rating possible for Cardiovasc in Canada. And it will improve microperfusion of your brain. So if you've got what we call vascular dementia or microcirculatory problems, say in a SPECT blood flow scan, this is going to improve your brain blood flow. Next.
We have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to increase nitric oxide production, which is important. We have a three-gas system, carbon dioxide, oxygen, nitric oxide, and without nitric oxide, your body and the hemoglobin cannot release the oxygen molecule in the tissue. Next component.
Then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest plant or other dialyzable antioxidant to gram-free radicals. Your gram-free radicals, you don't damage cholesterol, fatty acids, or your artery walls, so it's very important. Next component.
Then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle stimulates the liver to detox. Most people don't realize in your air, food, and water, there's all kinds of toxins that are damaging your heart and blood vessels, so you need to detoxify, and this is the universal stimulant to detox. Next component.
And then the last component would be the valerian.
Valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system because dysautonomia actually stimulates coronary vascular spasm. So when you have coronary spasm, it's because you get sympathetic overdrive in specific nerves. If you do a digital photograph, a thermal photograph of someone's chest, you'll find they get dysautonomia, and the autonomic imbalance actually stimulates coronary vascular spasm. This doesn't occur in a vacuum. You have to have the soup of infection in the artery wall, and then you have to have autonomic nerves actually stimulating coronary vascular spasm of the artery to actually show the blood flow. And you can see it on a Holter monitor, SCT wave changes, or in a cardiac angiocast. But we were doing Holter monitoring for, say, a month or 2 weeks. What we'd find is very regularly people with just hypertension would get coronary vascular spasm, but it's all related to dysautonomia, or in the European term they call this naringiosis. So the valerian helps to rebalance it to cut down sympathetic overdrive in specific nerve fiber tracts. that can cause what appears to be astrointestinal in the cardia or the upper part of the stomach. It's called cardia because it has the same autonomic nerve supply as the heart, but it reduces the chances of vascular spasm and angina. So very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it do from head to toe? Number one, if you perfuse your hair, you're less likely to go bald. Number two, it's going to perfuse your bones, you're less likely to get osteoporosis, osteopenia, and fractures. Number three, it's going to perfuse your brain, so you're going to think better, so you're going to have better memory. It'll perfuse your muscles, so you're less likely to have cramps. It's going to perfuse your kidneys, so you're less likely to lose kidney function, especially if you're diabetic. It's going to protect your tissues of your body, so you're not going to have hypoxic issues. And it's going to help to heal. If you've had surgery, you're going to heal faster. Plus, whatever other vitamins you take, it's going to help them deliver them to the tissues. So it does everything, head to toe. It'll reduce, you know, dysbiosis in your gut. It's going to improve cardiac contractility, perfusion. It's going to help reverse peripheral neuropathy. It'll prevent microvascular problems in your legs. So if you've got a blocked artery, literally 20% of males over age 40 have a 93% plus blockage of a major artery below the knee. And so this will reverse that, which is amazing. We've actually had people that have gone for a NEVA scan or an arteriogram or study, and they had an ultrasound study, and the study shows that when you take 6 months of cardiovascular, that it reverses it, and they don't need surgery. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't believe in taking itty-bitty dosage. Some people say, well, how much should I take, Doc? Well, depends on how bad your hypertension is or vascular disease or if you have hypertriglyceridemia or a strong history of vascular disease in your family. If you've got a dyslipidemia or lipid disorders, we've done tests like Meridian Valley Labs looking at high viscosity levels and high levels of cytokines at Veritas Labs. You should take a higher dose and then test your perfusion with an endopath or endothelix test, which we can arrange. If you contact me, I'll just give you the contact to go to a website, and you can find a cardiologist in your area of the country that can actually do this non-invasive test. But people don't know that. The Kreislauf, which is a German term your dad talked about, is king. You have to have perfusion. And, in fact, if you overtreat someone's blood pressure, you can actually drop their perfusion, too. So, Fareed, you've probably noticed with all the testimonials you get that you have a lot of people that have switched to other products, and they come back and say, wow, this product works so much better than the crap I was on before, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Now, what I'm impressed with is everything from, you know, prevention of loss of toes and feet, to perfusion of your eyeballs so your vision improves in your brain, to healing of bones so you don't get osteopenic fractures and osteoporosis injuries, to, you know, improvements of digestion, improvements of nutrient delivery to the tissues of all your other vitamins. Because if you don't perfuse, you can't deliver those nutrients and oxygen to the tissue. What's the most amazing thing you've heard about the cardiovascular in terms of heart, circulation, stroke, clots, whatever? What would you say is the number one or two or three things that you've seen?
Well, I think one of the things that really helps rebalance blood pressure, because people that have poor circulation tend to have high blood pressure because their organs aren't perfusing properly. And
right. Well, what is blood pressure? What is blood pressure? Our blood pressure is your heart pushing against resistance, because your arteries are like a garden hose left out in the sun. So they don't get a contractile wave to push the blood forward when they get hit with this peristaltic shearing force of the heart. And that, as a result, you can have what I call the garden hose effect, where your arteries are calcifying with low vitamin K2, with lack of contractile waves from the medial layer of the artery wall in response to the shearing force of the heart. Two-thirds or more of the perfusion of your tissues comes from your aorta, your arteries, your arterioles, etc., on your vascular bed, not from your heart. And if your vessels are not responding, which cardiovascular can get them back on track, you're not getting better, you're going to have decreased perfusion, eventually you're going to get serious disease. Amazing. Back in a moment with the next segment. Father's Day sale continues, including on Cardivasc. And if you want to give a good gift for somebody's birthday or a holiday like coming up, you want to give Cardiovasc. It is the premier, one of the most important vitamins. You want to start off with the Vitamin Max and Cardiovasc. And maybe Omega Supreme Pro. Fareed, you've probably heard some testimonies. Wanted to give a couple of the people who have taken this formula over the years.
Sure. Well, one person comes to mind, severe diabetic, and one of the issues that he's run into with the diabetes is gum disease, and so he's had a number of surgeries, and it, you know, took him forever to heal from these surgeries. He started taking Cardiovasc and immediately noticed that that he'd recover a lot faster from these surgeries and didn't have to go and have as many. So
that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's getting to the root of the problem, which is poor circulation and organ perfusion, right?
Right. Now, that's one of the main things people should understand. Oh, what is hypertension? Well, if you look at the carotid calcium, you look back and go to WikiLeaks or some encyclopedia, you'll discover Krakow several hundred years ago discovered that there's a sound when you compress the arteries. The first sound that you hear when you release the really high pressure is systolic, the top pressure in the system. Then it starts to get fuzzy, and then it goes. It's the first diastolic and then the second diastolic pressure. That's the minimum pressure in the system. The top diastolic basically is the peak pressure the arteries in your heart and your arteries are pumping to the peripheral tissues. And the diastolic is when the pressure starts to drop to the level where the blood vessels are pushing blood back to the heart, and that's your diastolic blood pressure. So hypertension basically is a failure not of heart, but of the blood vessels. And what Cardiovasc does is restore the blood vessels' health and your heart health so the heart is not straining. Think of it like a warehouseman who has 12 workers working for him, and six of them decide to be lazy or take breaks or go for smoke breaks or just get sick and go home. And he's trying to move the cargo out of, say, boxcars into the proper trucks where they're going to be delivered to people's homes or businesses. Well, that foreman is going to get sick. And that's what happens to the heart. It gets hypertrophied. Its muscles initially get bigger. But when the load gets too much, eventually he starts getting injuries. That's what happens to the heart muscle. So what you're trying to do is you want to improve the perfusion by improving the blood vessel health. And you want to improve the heart health so your each contraction of your heart, you get a maximum amount of blood flow. It's called the ejection fraction. So when you see somebody going into heart failure, their heart muscle gets thick, their heart becomes inefficient, the amount of ejection fraction, the amount of volume of blood each heartbeat reduces, the perfusion of the tissues reduces, so it becomes hypoxic. So if you get an injury or micro-injury like Charcot joints in diabetics where they have peripheral neuropathy or you've got a circulatory problem to your brain, the solid organs like your kidneys and brain don't get as good perfusion, so you start to go into kidney failure and brain failure we call dementia. So most people don't realize the circulatory issues are really important, and just chasing with blood pressure to get a specific number isn't the answer. You have to improve perfusion when you lower blood pressure, right?
Exactly.
You can't, you know, if your perfusion, if you overtreat blood pressure, you can actually drop perfusion and increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. Also, you have to reduce the blood viscosity because your cytokine levels and the blood viscosity are tied directly together. So as you reduce blood viscosity, you're doing that. Now, we add things like nanokinase to improve the viscosity. We add our VascuCare carnitine to improve heart contractility. We have CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Supreme is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and the Ubiquinol is particularly important for people with heart failure. They've done studies showing that people that take CoQ10 Ubiquinol increase their survival, so it's down to 9%. Death in 5 years if they just take CoQ10 Ubiquinol. That's with all their other fancy formulas like Cardiovasc, just Ubiquinol, compared to 22% for those on Entresto, which is the sacubitril and the ACE inhibitor. And enalapril has a 25% fatality rate. So it's very important. If people take our nutraceuticals, we have a pile of people that don't or can't afford to take Entresto because it's so damn expensive. They take our Cardiovasc and take our CoQ10, CoQ10, Ubiquinol, VascuCare, Carnitine, Omega Supreme Pro, and Magnesium Glycinate, and they're perfectly healthy. And they take our nanokinase to reduce blood viscosity, and they're very healthy, and they don't die of heart failure because we're now sort of normalizing their perfusion, and their edema starts to go when we have things like Power C Plus, which is a natural diuretic. So you can deal with these things naturally without having to utilize powerful, dangerous drugs that may cause angioedema, or even renal failure. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
So what is hypertension? Well, we know what hypertension is now. You do it. If you're a doctor and haven't been asked proper questions, what happens is they haven't taught you the proper physiology. What is blood pressure? What is hypertension? Hypertension basically is the heart trying to pump against lazy blood vessels. It's like those workers in the warehouse not doing their job, so the heart of the warehouseman is yelling at them to do their job, and that's what the heart's doing, trying to pump harder and harder against now hardening arteries that won't move or do their job. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if we go from toe to head, instead of head to toe, first, if you're diabetic, you're going to keep your toes and feet and your lower legs below your knees. Number two, you're going to perfuse your kidneys, so you're not going to go into renal failure. Number three, you're going to have a fast recovery from post-op, so you're going to heal quicker. Number four, you're going to perfuse your solid organs, your liver and your kidneys, so you're not going to kidney or liver failure or lack of perfusion. Number five, you're going to have less heart attacks and strokes and deep vein thrombosis. And number six, you're going to start noticing you're going to perfuse your gums and teeth better, so you're not going to end up with edentulous without gums and teeth. And seven, you're going to actually start perfusing your brain, your hearing, and your eyes, so you're less likely to lose your vision, because perfusion of your retina is very important, and the optic nerve head, and your brain tissue. And the problem is that when you have bad perfusion from your heart, you're going to end up with bad perfusion to all the solid organs it serves. And that's what CardioVasc does. And that's why we tell people, no matter what other vitamins you take, if you're taking CardioVasc, you're going to get those vitamins to the target tissues better by taking your CardioVasc. And I usually tell people to take a little bit more than you otherwise would take. So if people are taking two capsules three times a day, I say take three times a day. And if you're taking the liquid, remember, 15 drops equals one capsule. So if you want the tincture, I have the tincture as well as the pills. I'll have the tincture in my drink. It's really amazing. And you can't compare this to these knockoff copies of the drug that actually tried to steal the formula. I'm amazed you guys, I guess, were not very litigious to go after them. If somebody tried to go after my products that I've done, I would sue them. But you guys have been too nice. You let them run around and do stuff and say, we invented this. They didn't invent anything. They stole it, didn't they?
Yep, but, we have a superior product, and they ended up...
Yeah, and we have superior people that listen to us. Those people don't listen. They say, I say this, and it's not being arrogant, it's being honest. Listen, live long and prosper. Listen to Dr. Bill's advice in Nutramedical. Live long and prosper, or go elsewhere and not prosper and suffer. And I really don't want people to suffer. I want to provide people and doctors with the proper new models of healthcare and what we call functional medicine is, which is living pathology, to know how the body works. And long before you have symptoms, you have dysfunction. Now, I have tests like the EndoPat and EndoCelix test that can actually tell what your perfusion's like. And if your perfusion is poor, you better get it up, or you're going to have a stroke, heart attack, or, again, remember, tissues that get hypoxic turn into cancer. Most people don't realize there's three things that happen to cancer. Tissue hypoxia, heavy metal and stealth pathogen accumulation, genetic alterations, and the overgrowth of fungus in the tissue. And that all starts off with poor perfusion. People don't know a well-perfused tissue is a healthy tissue that can fight intracellular and extracellular infections, including fungi, viruses, and bacteria. If the tissue is malperfused, it's going to get hypoxic, acidotic, bioaccumulate toxins, and stealth pathogens, including fungi, and eventually get enough genetic damage that it's going to turn into cancer. People, that's why cancer rates are so much higher in diabetics. They're up to six times higher because of malperfusion, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you have a perfusion scan, like a SPECT scan, say of their brain or other tissues, where you find the SPECT scan shows they have malperfusion. It's those malperfused tissues also that have compression fractures. So if you malperfuse your bones and you're a smoker and you don't get proper perfusion because you're not treating your blood pressure properly, the malperfusion increases the risk of a compression fracture or osteoporotic deterioration of your bones. People don't tie it all together, but I'm trying to tie it all together so people understand as you improve perfusion, you're less likely to get osteoporotic fractures and compression fractures. So everything's better if you take CardioVasc, everything. Vitamins delivered to the tissue, less disease, less cancer, less stroke, less heart attack, less dementia, vascular dementia, which is a major cause of dementia. I just saw a gentleman over the weekend that was his cause of his problem. He's got vascular risk, and he had a small stroke already after carotid artery surgery. We're going to make him better now. He did a day with Dr. Bill and his wife. They both had metapathia scans here in my studio. And we have his plan, and we're working on it. It's quite an extensive plan, but, he's going to go through it. Either that, or as I say, you go through the plan, or you go home to be with your maker. You have your choice. Follow the plan or follow the road to the next world. It's your choice. Get CardioVasc now. Stay around. Be here for your family, friends, and those who need your services and your prayers.